brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, here's the deal. We're going to have open phones in this hour, and I have got a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to. And we're going to be breaking in the next hour. You heard over in France where they're saying, don't use the term mother or father, or don't use the term husband or wife. Well, that's now going on in England and the U.S., and they're passing laws in different states doing it. And it's just, political correctness is meant to put you in a box and then make it smaller and smaller and smaller, where they say in the U.S. and Europe, you've seen it, we need to arrest people that don't believe in man-made global warming and who don't want to pay their carbon tax. Not agreeing with us, because every scientist agrees with us, which of course was a total hoax. Those scientists knew it was a fraud. Everyone agrees with us, you should be arrested. We're liberals. When we drop bombs on countries, it's for peace. And you're like, no, you're not. You're a bunch of criminal control freaks trying to take over. So I'm going to be getting into that. Obamacare to cost a 146% rate hike in California. Well, what's wrong with that? The insurance companies wrote the bill. I mean, they wrote it to absolutely rob the daylights out of you. And insurance is then regulated by the state, and they're fully adopting Obamacare. So it'll be tripled by the time they're done in 2015 nationwide. What's wrong with that? It will make you poor, and it will make you only be able to get a government job or a contract job through the government, and I think that's a great thing. Bankrupt everything. People will be so stupid they won't even know why it's happening. I'm being a little bit cynical here today, folks, because I'm just completely blown away. Completely blown away at just how they use almost like a sick form of hospitality, that be hospitable. The government is going to send bureaucrats to your house without even a fake reason, you know, with some stool pigeon dropping a dime on you for some made-up thing, yelling at your kids or whatever. And now we're going to send a government that couldn't run a lemonade stand to your house with a weirdo that wants a job going to people's houses and getting involved in their life to take your kid away from you under federal law globally. To go ask what mommy and daddy are up to every week. I mean, the total body snatcher, 1984, over the top creepville. Your Xbox watching you, your Kinect watching you, your computer watching you, and they admit it's watching you without warrants, illegally, just wall to wall corruption. Police militarized, marching around everywhere, buying weapons, gearing up for war with us. And I'm just saying, holy Toledo, we better wake up and turn this around. I remember one time, this happened a couple times actually, I was telling a story about this, eating some food, thought it was bad, spit it out, everybody else got sick. I forgot when I was a little kid, we were at the beach. They're like, come on, eat the shrimp. I was like 4 years old, 5 years old. It's a very early memory. And they're going, come on, eat it. It's good. We bought it at the, you know, down at the wharf, right off the boat. And I tasted it. It tasted weird. I didn't eat it, and everybody got sick from it. And I mean, I've just learned if you bite into something that tastes as a weird taste, don't eat it, you know. And I guess I'm an extremist because that's discriminatory, being able to discriminate. Like if you go to a store and you like a blue dress instead of a green dress, that's racist. The TSA now, if you don't want to be groped, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Not wanting to be groped, having an opinion, having a view, not just being a blank slate, that's evil, that's illegal, that's bad. 800-259-9231, your phone calls, a ton of news coming up, and I'll get into Bilderberg. I was thinking this morning how big a deal this is, and the fact that I haven't properly broken it all down, so we're going to be getting into all of that today as well. I'm trying to find my Bilderberg Group article printout, but we're going to be getting into
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're now into hour number two on this Friday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We are also on the radio Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time as well, and InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock in the evening, Central Standard Time, five nights a week. Coming up, Obama to sign International Gun Control Treaty on June 3rd. That's being reported by Senator James Inhofe. And by Breitbart. We're going to be getting into that. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be premiering a report and text and video where you've heard about France and England saying don't use the word mother or father, don't use the term spouse, or use the term spouse, don't say husband or wife, because those are hateful. Well, now the Justice Department's saying that as well. So I guess I am guilty of hate speech when Bill O'Reilly says so, And Rachel Maddow say I'm full of hate speech. I mean, I hate their tyranny. I guess it's true. I do talk about my wife. And I guess that will land me, if they have their way, in a re-education center. Because it's all about making us criminals. So we all better do what they say. We all better, you know, comply with all the political correctness. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, right now is the time. And we've got more of the scandals on the IRS front, government funding Al-Qaeda and Taliban front. That's just some of the news. We now have liberal activists admitting to bugging Mitch McConnell's office, which Mitch McConnell has been exposing. The Justice Department's actually doing that. Vet charged, rifles confiscated for firing warning shot at a burglar. We're becoming England. The greatest crime is to fight a government criminal or a street criminal. They're all in it together. California bill, one ammo. We first reported on this a month ago. Submit personal info and pay $50. The power to tax is the power to destroy, by the way. Detroit citizens protect themselves after police force decimated. Well, that's another crime. How dare you protect yourself? And that is just some of the news that we're going to be breaking down on that front. There's a claim that a Russian missile shipment has reached Syria. Israel doubts it, but has warned the Kremlin not to ship missiles in. The Kremlin says they're defensive missiles, and they're to sell 10 MiG fighters to Syria. Assad forces are regaining momentum against the Al-Qaeda forces, and I am unpatriotic for not supporting Al-Qaeda. Judge rules Google must comply with FBI's warrantless request for user data. Well, yeah, I mean, who needs warrants these days? Continuing here with the news, Rand Paul is challenging Google to stand up to the feds. And I should add that Drudge is also linked, DrudgeReport.com is also linked to our story on Bilderberg security lockdown, and that ties into the Daily Mail, and others have now become schizophrenic as well, like me. They're very evil. Royalty and statesmen to descend on Watford Hotel for secret Bilderberg summit amid fears of violent anti-capitalist protest. So I'm sure they're going to try to send in their federal provocateurs, and we'll be there with video cameras to expose it and show them put on a foundation-funded bus and where they're staying, and there'll be cops, you know, in amongst them, and we'll because that's the kind of stuff I'll be doing here. I'll be catching them and provocateuring and exposing them. And they think we're dumb, and we'll just expose them. You know, there's no doubt they'll send in MI5 types to do that. And we're going to be breaking that down after I take some phone calls. But our article that's linked on Drudge, the police imposed security lockdown for Bilderberg 2013, Ring of Steel will stifle protest, freedom of the press. We have the city council and the police department and all of them with Bilderberg security with a press release. So this is bizarre. I mean, the police departments and the city and the hotel and G4S security are reporting on things that do not exist. I mean, you understand, folks, that this is a full-blown hallucination right now. I mean, there is no weather modification. You heard Rachel Maddow say that. Even though it's all over the news, they do weather modification. And all I said was, they probably didn't make this tornado, but they are messing with the weather. Who knows what that's doing? Oh, my gosh, I said Obama had a joystick controlling the tornado. And I'm crazy and said a thing called Bilderberg Group exists where they're setting up world government. And I've even had people get in the National Archives and give us restricted information and publish it. And you'd think mainstream media would want to pick that up. You know, their plan to establish world government and turn off the resources and enslave us. But you know what? Everybody's going to kind of keep their jobs in mainstream media as they're all phased out. I can't tell you how many IBM and Apple and but especially IBM, Advanced Micro Devices, Microsoft engineers I've known who, you know, had 2 degrees, 3 degrees, electrical engineering, chemical engineering, you name it, software engineering degrees that I've lived around and known over the years. And they would tell me, yeah, no, I'm training my replacements from India who work for 10% of what we do. And then when they're done, they'll go to India, and then they won't even build an economy for the Indians. It'll just implode ours. And they go, but what choice do I have? I am working to train my replacements. And then I see the guy and his wife. I've seen a lot of people, you know, years later, and, you know, they're bankrupt. I mean, these are 30, 40, 50-year-old people who run the gamut who are 50-something years old in some cases and still haven't paid back their student loans. I mean, it's not like they were making a lot as a top-of-their-class, you know, engineer, maybe $150,000 a year. Then it was $60,000 a year to train the replacement. And then it's How about no job? But your daughter can go to California and get paid $500 to be in porn. Used to be millions to be in porn, but see, everybody got into it, so there's no... It's the same thing with the whole economy. There is no economy. That's the goal. Shut everything off. Create dystopia on purpose. And the public has all been raised in like this brainwave stare of not being conscious, not being awake. And we're all in it to different degrees. But let me tell you, being actually conscious is incredible. Not that I have all the answers. Not that I'm perfect. But let me tell you, I'm conscious. And sometimes I wish I could just go into the glaze of not listening to anybody, not hearing, not caring, just kind of flippering through life like some type of quadrupedal ostrich. Ostrich is bipedal. That's the whole stupid joke. I don't even know what to say anymore at this point. I mean, it is just madness where the government publicly runs Al-Qaeda, publicly ships in all the major narcotics. The big banks publicly launder hundreds of billions a year, publicly in drug money. They run the aircraft. They ship the full auto, machine guns, armored vehicles, grenade launchers to the cartels. It comes out in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters. Nobody gets in trouble. The government is grabbing over a million innocent kids a year and then putting them on drugs to get federal funds, but by them being disabled. They're doing medical experiments on kids all over the country. The entire nation is under medical experimentation with the GMO and the hydrofluorosilicic acid and the aspartame that's in all the major candies and gums now, and the diseases are exploding, and they're just killing us, and the general public can't get upset, can't get focused, because they're already dead. Raised on television, raised on entertainment, raised on fantasy. I guess we've got to triage things. And that means triage. If you got 1,000 people dead and dying, and you got 20 doctors, you've got to go to the ones you think you can save. And I don't take some pleasure out of the public being a bunch of drooling morons. It actually freaks me out. Completely and totally. That I can't get through to the average person, that they don't know the peril they're in, that they value their ignorance. They wear it like armor. Instead, people I run into, most of them, they're actually awake and really know everything works and go, haven't you looked at it from this perspective and actually understand this? They're usually billionaires. They're usually super high-powered, and they go, you can't help them, Alex, even if you wanted to. All you can do is join with the system and try to make it better from the inside. The public would make an even greater evil than we would if they were in control. And I know people that are in the power structure hearing this are going, wow, Alex has got the same speech I've gotten. Yeah, it's the same script. This whole thing is centralized. I've been told that speech probably 50 times different ways. It's always by high-powered people. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just, like, sit there and walk around while all these zombies are everywhere and, like, pray on them? I mean, well, and the whole point is you better pray on them. They're going to pray on you. But it's the globalists organizing the zombies, trying to make the zombies more zombie-like instead of trying to make them more human, to use them as a weapon against smart people that aren't into evil. Plus, there's not that many places at the table in the New World Order. I didn't psychoanalyze this, you know, 18 years ago, but I'll tell you, not selling out the system has gotten me more success, because just like porn, when everybody's doing it, when everybody's selling out, there's no money, there's no power, there's no nothing in it. And that's the whole curse of this, because it's a spirit of evil that has deluded everyone who's serving it that you're somehow a winner because you know about it, but you don't resist it. You're in the FBI, and you're sent to cut the rope and kill two FBI agents that found out it's a false flag. You're sent to shoot the young man in the head, in the back of the head, to cover up he knows it's an inside job. And you're scared. You're given the order. You think you're a tough guy. Got a shaved head, devil tattoos. You know, you act real tough at the bar. That's kind of gotten old. Okay, you killed 5 or 6 people after you got out of the military, and you're kind of figuring out they're going to kill you. And yeah, you're first when they take over. All you hit teams and people, you're dead. You're all dead. I'm not the one that's going to be killing you. And by the way, I wouldn't fear those that can kill your body. You got a soul, brother. I could see your soul.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Some folks are born, made the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue. Red, yeah. White, and blue. And when the
all right, I'm going to quit ranting here. I just want society to not be destroyed. I don't want to have a world government that makes Stalin, Hitler, and Mao seem like dreams compared to what's going to happen. Because I look at what they're setting up and the dehumanization of it and how it's a covert war through the food and the water and the air. And then I go and find all their source documents where they admit they're doing it. and the public can't get out of that and says, your show's too scary. Too scary. They're doing it. I'm up here risking my life because there's no future if I don't. That's why I don't want people saying, oh, you're doing such a great job, or oh, you're such a hero. A raccoon will chew its leg off to get out of a trap. I know, because you know, I've had cousins and stuff that used to be trappers. And I've gone out with them to their traps, and they're trying to get fur animals to go sell to the taxidermist. That's some of the hillbilly family I've got. And you come up on a bloody leg stuck in a bear trap, basically, but they're not that big. And it's where a raccoon has chewed their leg off to get out of it. And, man, I mean, does it have courage? I don't even think a raccoon has courage. That's not even what you call it. Of course they have courage. I mean, you can be out coon hunting, and they will climb up on the back of a bloodhound or a dog, a coon hound, and grab their ears and drown them. A large coon will. Pound for pound, probably the meanest animal out there. Makes a Tasmanian devil or a wolverine look tame in comparison. You've seen video of wolverines beating up, you know, jumping on the heads of grizzly bears and holding them, biting on their nose. You ever seen footage of wolverines beating up cougars and start fights with them? Well, a raccoon's even meaner pound for pound. But the point is, it just wants to live. It knows it's in a trap. It knows it smells like humans. Doesn't matter if you've dipped the traps in wax before you take them out to plant them. It can still smell it. Its leg is caught in there, and it will chew through its leg every time. Baby raccoons will do it. And you know why? Because they're extremist. They're bad. They're conspiracy theorists. That trap's not hurting its leg. There's not somebody coming to kill it. It should stay there with its leg in the trap and watch MSNBC. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. I'm not a hero. My leg is stuck in the trap. Our leg is stuck in the trap collectively. And I just want to get out of this. And to get out of it, you're going to have to wake up. And so, yeah, I'm freaked out on air. I'm freaked out around here in the office because I realize how real all of this is. My mother was at the house last night with my dad when I got home at about 8 o'clock. And she gave me three Bibles. She knows I have Bibles. And she said, I'm praying for you. I'm worried about you going to Bilderberg. And I had the realization after she left that I don't even have any fear. And it's not because I'm a tough guy, folks. A, there's not really much to worry about. If you act afraid, that's when they come after you, because that's what they sense. But there's no future if we don't go do things like this. I mean, is that how much tyranny we live under, that if we go to England and cover a globalist criminal conference, that's heroic, when all that is survival? That's all that is. And the police are going to be there, and they're going to act like we're criminal, and they're going to act like we're bad, and they're going to act like we're wrong, but it's all a sight game, like we're bad. Now, the Bilderberg meeting officially begins in 5 days, next Thursday. And that's the countdown we have at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. And it's a great site the guys have built, but I told them, Bilderberg's already going on right now. They already have Google there having a conference before and after. They're now putting up iron fences all around it. This is where they planned a bunch of World War II stuff. This is where they planned the Arab Spring. That's on record mainstream news. This is pretty much a full-time globalist command center now. They're basically moving in there about half the time. But this is where they meet, the government, the corporate people, to have the payoffs, to coordinate the scams, to coordinate their mafia operations. And because they control the British government, I mean, England's becoming a total police state, famously, beyond 1984. Because of that, they've got all these cops and all these bureaucrats out there to convince themselves and us that somehow it's bad to protest the parasite globalists. But now we've got members of the UK Parliament, the EU Parliament coming, David Icke coming, I'm coming, and I started realizing this is going to be huge. And the fact that they're going to act like thugs will only illustrate everything for us. You understand that? They're falling right into our hands.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
It's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to five or six phone calls that are on the board right now. Genesis has a small phone system, only like six phone lines. They've had it like that for 16 years. They might want to expand it. I guess with my show, it doesn't matter because I don't go to a lot of calls usually. But after I've taken those calls, I'm going to open the phones up specifically for people in Europe who are planning to go to Bilderberg this year, or folks that are in the UK itself. And what do you think of the police saying, we deny a permit for you to have any type of event in the square or at a park or any other public event for that matter? We deny it. And the mayor said, protesting is bad, and I'm sure we'll be violent, and we just are glad that we're prestigious enough to be hosting this. And how dare there be people coming? And the Daily Mail, royalty and statesmen to descend on Watford Hotel for secret Bilderberg summit. Oh, I thought it didn't exist. Well, why is it secret? Amid fears of violent anti-capitalist protest. And we've gotten the minutes out of Bilderberg before. We know it's authoritarian. We know they want to get rid of the nation state. We know they want to bankrupt people and get $100 trillion over the next decade in carbon taxes paid to them. So I'm going to get into that after we take your phone calls. We're going to premiere this report going up on InfoWars.com as we speak. We have the report dealing with the Justice Department saying do not use the term husband and wife. It is insensitive, and that is hate speech. Husbands and wives are a bad thing, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not being inclusive if you don't do it. That's like the Justice Department told pro-life groups. They said, you may have your demonstration if half the time you promote abortion. How is that free speech? That's the fake fairness doctrine they had on talk radio and the media saying you got to show both sides. Maybe there's 15 sides. Maybe there's 20 sides. They use an equality issue of gay straight stuff to create a fake civil rights movement to then persecute and attack having children. And it's in the major university documents. We've covered it on air. It's about population reduction and further dividing culture. Never against the corrupt elite. Never against the insiders. Never against the monopoly men. Never against the warmongers. Oh, they're good. Anybody that protests them is a terrorist. But everybody else, black, white, Hispanic, let's fight. Male, female, gay, straight, fight, fight, fight. North, south, east, west. Fight, 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 and the government's going to be the referee. And I've got Axelrod documents. This is one of Tarpley's books where he talks about we've got to accentuate and use racial division as a control valve. You don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. Don't want Jocelyn Elders teaching your five-year-old how to masturbate? You don't like gay people. What is the? It's unbelievable. This is a bunch of social engineers on top doing this with a bunch of pervs on the bottom who want to do whatever they want. Where the state is the parent, as MSNBC's told you. The state is your mommy. The state is your daddy. We got to get past this ridiculous idea that kids belong to their parents. They belong to the state. They belong to us, MSNBC says. We run your life because we're liberals. No, you're authoritarian, sicko, control freaks. So after I take these calls real fast, I have your point question ready. I'm going to open the phones up. Anybody wants to call in from England? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we have a direct line for people that want to call here, in case you can't call an 800 some places in Europe. It's 651-695-7755, 651-695-7755, 651-695-7755. Okay, without further ado, then I'm getting into the UN gun grab treaty that Obama says he doesn't care what Congress does. NATO commands our military. Foreign governments command America now. And only terrorists are against it. Hail world government. Hail million-dollar-a-day vacations for EU bureaucrats who are tax-exempt. Hail, hail, hail. Arrest the homeschoolers in Europe. Hail, it's freedom, it's freedom. Hail it. Men and women together is bad. Ah, everything. Ah, you're hateful, hateful. Prove yourself. If you're white, you're attracted to a white woman. That's racist. If you're black and you're attracted to a black woman, it's racist. If you're a white guy with three mixed race black white kids at Walmart, we're going to arrest you. Ah, everybody's a criminal but the government. Everybody's suspect but the real terrorist. I mean, it's so obvious. This is the high-tech authoritarian psych warfare crud they've come up with. And if you just wake up to it, it's over for them. They're all going to jail. Thousands of studies that hydrofluorosilicic acid is eating your brain. Game over. Eric in Colorado, you're up first. This will be a grab bag of stuff. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Alex, I had called in to Adam Kokesh, but I just can't help myself. I'm going to have to comment on the political correctness thing that you're just going on and on about. And I have a really simple question, really. Do you think life was better for most Americans in the 1950s?
Well, you see, what they do is they phrase the evils that were going on in the past, and then they phrase it as if they've got the moral high ground today for the reasons they're doing it. And some things were better, some things were worse, but they're getting the crowd to go along with this, believing they're building a better world, when the people doing this put hydrofluorosilicic acid and hundreds of other poisons in your water, and they put sterilants in vaccines for people in Latin America, Africa, Eastern Europe, you name it, and then none of the liberal trendies want to talk about that, they'll go, well, there are too many people. So see, you're trendy by having a black friend, but then you go, well, there are too many Africans, you know, when I confront so-called liberals with, well, they're sterilizing them. So, I mean, which is it? It's all just a load of crud. Now, you want to say something about Adam Kokesh. That's why you called in.
Yeah, I feel like Adam Kokesh, he just strikes me as a dangerous individual, and I don't quite know what you're doing by promoting him, by having him on your show over and over again. He just seems a little unstable, frankly, and this whole, you know, armed march on every single capital. The armed march to D.C. itself was a really bad plan, but the armed march and everything.
Well, I know it's always easy to sit back when you don't do anything and tell everybody else's plan's a bad idea. Here's the deal. I think Adam Kokesh is smart and aggressive and not a globalist agent. Okay, that's what my gut tells me. I didn't like his plan, and I've said day one I didn't like his plan. I said day one that there's weather weapons, but this was probably a real tornado. But you want to probably project that I said it was that Obama sent the tornado. It's the same thing. Or that I am endorsing what Adam Kokesh did. I said I wouldn't go with guns. I'd go with cameras so they can't do a false flag. And it isn't an armed march on all 50 capitals. It's a July 4th march to say we want, in his words, to dissolve this corrupt federal government. I'm saying I just want our federal government back. This is a globalist occupied government. And my words are clear. So you can project whatever you want, Eric. I appreciate your call onto that. Because, you know, that's what authoritarianism of the liberal psych warfare stripe is it's fellow travelers who really don't even get power from the system. They believe they're being empowered by it. And so they sit around in an NPR voice going, I just don't think your plan's very good. And I don't know why you're promoting Adam Kokesh. He comes off as a dangerous individual. I think Obama persecuting the press like no one's ever done in this country's history is scary. I think the globalists with NDAA are scary. I think all the Brigade Homelands are scary. I think the FBI hit teams that routinely go around and shoot people in the back of the head now during interrogations are scary. I think the billions of rounds of bullets are scary, and the media trying to cover it up is scary. I think Obama saying our military is under NATO command is scary. I think the civilian inmate labor camp program is scary. The Model States Emergency Health Powers Act, forced inoculation, clergy response teams are scary. I think the Emergency Centers Establishment Act is scary. I think the Army Field Manual on re-education camps, just type that in, you'll be at army.mil, how they're going to process us. They're planning to collapse stuff. They're planning, I don't know what it is, for total collapse, financial, nuclear war, I don't know. They're running around the last 20 years gearing up for a total takeover. And basically, I think they're going to start a revolution. They're going to go out and blow stuff up, come persecute people, start a revolution, and they think they're going to use all this high tech and spy bases they built in every town to come get everybody, and I don't think that's what's going to happen. And by the way, all the secret, I mean, folks, I just talked to the station manager in 1530 a.m., and he's got video of this. FEMA is going door-to-door asking about flood damage. One guy looks like a hippie. That's the cover. And the other looks like military. There's been no emergencies recently and no reason for them to be in the area. Matt goes on to say he looked for the vehicle but couldn't find one, and his wife called the county. And at first they didn't seem to know, but eventually said they got an email about FEMA being in the area. The county was aware of their presence, but it seems very out of the ordinary. I mean, It's just total Google cars driving around, breaking into your passcode, stealing everything. CIA director goes, we're watching you. Now, there it is, FEMA Corps. That is the FEMA Corps. Oh, my gosh, we now have the video.
Thanks. Take care.
We're going to show more. I didn't even know we had that yet. I knew he was sending it. And they send guys in FEMA Corps outfits. And again, it's the military. This is, I've been to these drills. Now it's going live where there'll be a military guy and he's there, and then he's got the little local citizen spy. I've shown you the footage. You've seen my police state films where they got the Marines with the Boy Scouts. Now, what's in your parents', you know, cupboard? What's in the medicine cabinet? What? How many guns do they have?
Hey.
I'm with FEMA. We're just checking the area to see if anyone has blood damages and encouraging anyone that does to register for assistance.
Okay. Thanks.
Do you have any kind of flood damage from last month?
From this last rain?
Yeah, this last month.
No. I mean, not that I'm...
This is just the feds establishing a relationship. Again, innocuous at first. Next, it'll be, you know,
had any flood damages because the federal government tries to assist with.
Thanks. Take care.
And I think he says he has video, too, of the military guy. And again, this is FEMA Corps that I have national TV saying does not exist. And in the documents on their own FEMA site, it says they're going to assist in warrant service and surveillance of extremists. But the first contact is, hi, I'm just here to see if there's any flooding. And we've confirmed in some of these cases it's only people they know are gun owners. They've already got databases. It's just a first contact. Hi, how you doing? I'm here with FEMA Corps. Guys, type in, excuse me, I almost had a Freudian slip, said Hitler. Type in Obama's National Security Force and click Google and show them the images, the armored vehicles, the citizen spies. Heaven help us, man. They are gonna, they got their whole, all their linebackers, their whole deal lined up to just attack us, man. I mean, God help us. God help this country. Robert in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Dude, Alex, thanks for having me on today.
You bet.
I do appreciate the efforts of you and your team. You are waking people up, Alex.
Well, thank you, brother.
Today, a little bit about what some claim to be the next false flag staged event, which was supposed to take place here in West Virginia the middle of July around the National Boy Scout Jamboree. And I know you placed links on InfoWars, especially regarding David Rory Vanderbeek's concern, and I'd kind of like to get your take on that. I know if we put more precedence on it and this information gets out there, these kids, these 50,000 Boy Scouts that are going to be attending this year, hopefully have a safe event.
Well, I did see articles about that governor candidate out there, you know, saying he thinks they're doing this drill. There could be a false flag against them. They have thousands of drills to create the illusion of real terrorists and to create fear and to re-engineer the society, kind of like duck and cover. You know, the government's going to protect you from the Russian A-bombs. It's a more sophisticated model of mind control and trauma-based mind control, so they can get you into a shock state to then do the psychic driving, you know, general programming of the day in the government training facility, the government re-education facility. But they probably won't attack that now because we've talked about the drill. But yes, they always have a drill to shadow the real attack they will have. But again, if you type in scouts trained to fight terrorists and more, you can see from 3 years ago, Eagle Scouts training to confiscate guns and kill veterans. It actually says that. Their main enemy is veterans. And I've been telling you this forever, but there they are, training. People 4 years ago, I'll take on those 14-year-old punks. Really, there's nothing more ignorant than a 14-year-old. And by ignorant, I mean they're fearless. They make some of the best soldiers, and they've been trained like it's a game. They will go in and die all day long.
We're seeing the same drills taking place now. Just last month, they're actually doing announced drills at local hospitals regarding the same possible biological attack.
No, I know. They're getting ready for total civil war. And again, they may do a bio attack as the excuse for the martial law, a nuke, any of it. God help us. I mean, this is a criminal long-term program. And they're going to probably try to arrest everybody that's been speaking out against them when they go for it. We're hoping to stop them. That's why they don't want to have a debate about the bullets and the armored vehicles and all of it until they've done whatever trigger event it is. That's why we've got to work like our lives depend on it now to expose these people.
Yes. Yes. There's two chilling aspects of this, too. A lot of people are not aware that our governor, Earl Ray Tomlin, signed an executive order last year that gave DHS, FEMA, and the National Guard martial law police power over this event. So I want to get this message out, and I know you do a great job.
Sir, I can't go to a kite festival now without the National Guard trying to search me. I know. It's just they're everywhere except the border. And it's just all an acclamation for what? What do you think they're going to do? What are they gearing up for? I mean, we know the manuals say it's for veterans, gun owners, conservatives. The Army manual says we'll be sent to re-education camps where then the potbellies will have their way with us, all those dumb commies that are just been thinking about how much they want to torture us. I mean, what do you think?
And the evidence is already there. The FEMA cancer, that people are documenting this. Just 20 miles south of Mount Hope, where this jamboree is going to take place, there is a FEMA camp being built right now as we speak. So the evidence is there. People just need to wake up, and stay away from the mainstream media.
Well, it's FM 3-39.40 is internment and resettlement operations. And again, they probably won't do anything to this Boy Scout Jamboree event with, you know, tens of thousands of Boy Scouts. They're there immersing them with the Pentagon and the CIA, I was reading, is going to be there recruiting. This is the new FEMA Corps Army. And the Boy Scouts that are more athletic are going to lead the Jugend crews. They've been training them for at least 4 years. Now they're like 18. And now they're coming to everybody's door. Now, hey, we're just here to let you know we're in the area of FEMA Corps. We're here to assist you. To acclimate. I mean, do you realize we're living in a science fiction movie, how crazy this is?
We're watching it play out. We've seen this played out on a grand stage in front of us, and we're just now entering the final act, the grand finale.
I just can't believe this has to happen. I mean, this is so incredible. And most cowards in the police force and military, even if they're physically not cowards, intellectually, it's so scary to go against the grain. Even people that know the truth, a lot of them are going to go along with this because they're so scared. But, the issue is going to be, though, if just 5% of us don't go along, we'll beat them. And we're not trying to start a fight. They're going to start it. And, all right, I guess that's the way it is. But notice FEMA Corps in the blue, UN blue. Punch this up, UN blue. But see, it won't come as UN troops. It'll come as Homeland Security, Dudley Do-Rights.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
All right, you are in gold. All right, you are in gold.
The police have been trained as a special. special weapons and tactics, paramilitary force to take you and your family on along with the military.
You got it.
They have been developing, with all the ROTCs, the Boy Scouts, you name it, on record, spy forces. You can type in brownies and Girl Scouts trained to report on terrorists. You'll get NBC News. We've got the former White House Chief of Staff, now the Chicago mob boss, Rahm Emanuel, who tells the president shut up in meetings and stuff, and who's jabbed steak knives in the table, frothing, total insane asylum gangster, nutcase, who you'll follow his orders. People followed Hitler's orders. Why not? He's our God. You know, he said all over TV, he goes, we're going to have a national security force. And your kids will serve every year, at least 3 months, in military training. And again, we're going to have a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military. And guess who they train to fight? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. But watch, if Obama ever leaves office, all these units will stay in place. And when conservatives get in, they're going to love them. And I want to explain to you, what really woke me up is I'd go to urban warfare events in cities, and I'd get video by listeners as well, like Hebron, Maryland, where it showed Boy Scouts training to take their parents' guns under the Marines in plain clothes. And then they would send out real Marines to confiscate the guns after. First, it'd be plain clothes Marines with the Boy Scouts, 12 to 14. They were wearing uniforms, white shirt and blue pants to be identifiable. And they ran around with the local police and the Marines to confiscate guns. And they've had countless drills since then. It'll be like, Alex is a kook. He says the Arcadia, Iowa drill is for gun confiscation. And then I was quoting the local newspaper how they were doing. Every house had agreed, 600-plus households, to be searched for guns. And then I read the headline, and I had the colonel on. He goes, well, we are doing gun confiscation, but you're still kooky for not liking it. I mean, they're training for illegal, unconstitutional, all-out war with us. The government's foreign run by foreign banks. They put fluoride in the water. It's killing us on record. They're a bunch of scum. But they've gotten so far into it that it's Homeland Security. Why, all the movies are where terrorists attack the White House. Those movies aren't real, new listeners. The terrorists work for the White House. And I sit here, this isn't fun being on air. This isn't fun covering all this. This is about survival now. We're going to go to Stephanie in London on Bilderberg when we come back. We got some other callers calling in from London. And it's not a big deal. It's no big deal, as Bill Murray says. But you guys wanted me to give out our number, and that's great. I just don't have it on a screen in here. So it's like these callers are in the forbidden zone or something. Or where do they shoot... General Zod, what's that called? You know, where they, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's how it is to call into my show anyways. So whatever, I don't care. Anyways, I do care, but it's futile. The whole issue here is we are listener supported. If you want to put gas in a locomotive here as we can try to run over the enemy politically, I'll do as best I can. We got Pro Pure Water Filters, 15% off. Whenever we do the special, they sell out. We're very close to selling out the Traveler and the others, so I don't know how long the special will go. I'm trying to run to the ninth if supplies last. Infowarsstore.com, promo code WATER15, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there. The new magazine is out. The new magazine is in. Infowars Magazine. Welcome to Bilderberg. Elite Plan, Global Takeover, Double Cover. You can buy them in bulk at cost or get a subscription. It's also great to give a gift subscription. Infowarsstore.com or call 888-253-3139. And if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see all the films, the nightly news, you're crazy. It's $5.95 for 11 people to share a membership.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, house. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.